Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 6, beginning in verse number 6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. The story is told about a man who late one night was on his way home from a party. He had parked his car in a free parking area in the park across the street from the house where the party was. It was a long walk, but worth it, so he did not have to pay the parking on the street by the party. As he headed out of the party, he reached into his pocket to get his keys, and they were not there. He stood under a street light, walking in circles, looking for his keys. Soon a police officer saw him and came to see what he was doing. The man told the officer that he was looking for his keys that he had lost. The officer started looking as well, but noticed the man never stopped looking around the light pole. The officer was a bit perplexed and asked the man if he had somehow dropped his keys close to the pole. The man replied, "No, I parked over in the park and most likely I lost them there." The officer was really perplexed now, and he asked, "Then why are you looking by the light pole?" The man replied, "Because this is where the light is." It is said that the moral of this story is that truth and wisdom are found where you least want to look. This is so very true. To take the easy road in life is not always going to lead us to the truth and wisdom. It takes work and doing the hard things, or doing the things that you least want to do, that will often lead us to where we need to be to find what we have lost or are missing in our lives. Too often we spend our time in one place that has no possibility of helping us reach our goals, because it is easy and convenient, a place that we can stay and not have to worry about anything. No stress, no trials, no effort is needed, but also no success. The question comes, why cannot I find the success that I'm looking for? Maybe it's because you're not willing to go out to the difficult place and work to find it. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 9:6, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." If you are a sluggard, Solomon said, you will reap a sluggard's harvest. And he said that is poverty. Maybe we should stop spending our time walking in circles in a place that there is no hope of finding the life that God wants for us. And we should step out into the difficult places and there work hard through the trials and reap the great harvest.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.